Wild Dove by Dvorak. Sir Charles Mackerras conducted the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. This Saturday night on BBC Radio 3, it's 9:30 and time for Music Planet. Catherine Tickell and her guest Anoushka Shankar share some of their favourite music with each other.
Welcome to Music Planet, and today I'm joined by sitarist, composer and activist Anoushka Shankar, who's grown up surrounded by music and whose own music swoops and shimmers and connects across so many genres, Indian and Western classical and contemporary music, acoustic and electronic. She's also one of the first female composers to be added to the UK A-level music syllabus, not before time. I'm just putting that out there. So, welcome Anoushka. And you're no stranger to these studios, are you, after doing that fascinating series on Indian classical music a year or so ago for Radio 3? Thanks very much for coming back in.
It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you.
But today, Anoushka Shankar, you're here not to play, although we can hear your music going on. Rather, we're being rather irreverent playing it in the background here. And that the music that we can hear in the background is from Chapter 2, your most recent album, How Dark It Is Before Dawn. But for the rest of the programme, what we're going to be doing is you've got six tracks that you've chosen for us to listen to, and in response, I've chosen six pieces for you. So you're going first. What's it to be?
I'm going to go with Aruj Aftab, who I've been listening to a lot over the last couple of years. She's a friend and we've worked together quite a bit over the last year or two, actually. But the song I've chosen is the very first time we collaborated together, even though we'd been friends for quite a while before that. It's a song of hers that's called Udhirona. I play sitar on top of it. And it was one of those strange COVID experiences. I was actually at home on my own COVID lockdown because I was sick with COVID at that time. I was at the bit where I felt well again, but I still couldn't go out for another 6 or 7 days. And so she sent me this piece of music. I had something to do at home, which was great. So I recorded remotely. And yeah, it's a beautiful song with her incredible voice on it.
Mera to nahi
from the deluxe edition of Aruj Aftab's gorgeous album Vulture Prince. That was Udero Na, chosen by and featuring the sitar playing of my guest today here on Music Planet, Anushka Shankar. What a great choice. I love that album. I don't have the deluxe edition, so I did not get to hear that track with you on it. We were just talking a little while that was going on, and you were saying about this space that she gives the other musicians.
Aruj is incredible at creating space within the music, not just for the other musicians, but just space in general, in a way that allows the listener into the song. You know, there's not an onslaught of ideas coming at you. You can really be in the music. And that was one of the biggest things that drew me to asking her to produce a collection I released last year, because I can fall more into a busier prototype as a musician. I love to throw ideas out one after another, and that can be great. But I really wanted to make music with more space on this mini album called Chapter One Forever For Now. And I just asked her to come in and help me kind of have the confidence to play less or to let go more. And actually, it's so powerful when you do that. She was brilliant at that.
And when she's recording with that incredible voice, It just lets the emotion of what she's singing take over. I mean, I don't understand what she's singing about, but you absolutely feel it. So I've chosen a piece in response to that, and it actually features one of the other musicians that played on that track, Scottish harpist Maeve Gilchrist. She's been making a mark over in the US for quite a long time now, but this track is from her album The Harp Weaver. And Maeve is steeped in Scottish traditions, but never afraid to break new ground. And in this one, she's not really going for the electronics and samples and things like that, but she's damping the strings of the harp. She's playing in a very untraditional way, and it almost sounds like, you know, some kind of West African instrument or something. See what you think of it. And also, there's words in this. And did you ever read the book The Water Babies?
Oh, yes.
I found that really magical when I was a child. And these words are by Charles Kingsley. They were in, I think it was one of the headings to one of the chapters in The Water Babies. So this track is called Young and Old by Maeve Gilchrist.
When all the world is young, lad, and all the trees are green, and every goose a swan, lad, and every lass a queen, then hey for bootin' horse, lad, and around the world away, young blood must have its course, lad. And every dog is day.
When I was young. Edinburgh-born harpist and composer Maeve Gilchrist. That was Young and Old from her album The Harp Weaver. And Anushka Shankar, what did you think of that?
Oh gosh, I thought that was absolutely stunning, the texture of that first harp sound that's there for most of the song, just the way it kind of grounds the harp into a more earthy texture than we're used to hearing it be in. It's just so fresh and so stunning. And I love songs like this where it's quite simple, like deceptively simple, let's say, because layering a bunch of different strings like that's actually more challenging than you'd think. The EQs can just go a bit crazy and each layer just has something slightly different texturally. And I love what she's done with that.
And it's interesting that I don't know quite what the techniques are of damping those strings so they're not ringing out so much, although there were some little high, silvery, shimmery sounds up there as well. But I can't work out what the instrument is that it's reminding me of. It's not Cora. It could be the Velia. Which would take us nicely on to the next track, which is the one that you've chosen.
It would. I discovered this song and this artist very recently. His name is Rajeri and he plays the Velia, as you said. And it was one of those unexpected algorithmic blessings, you know, that I just left my music playing and other songs were coming on. And I had to stop and come back to my computer to see who this artist was. It was one of those pieces that just blew me away. And I just thought was so beautiful and so simple, so evocative. And then I read his artist bio and then I was blown away 100 times more, you know, but the music itself had done that. And then to hear what he'd come through as a person to play the music he plays was just astounding, really.
I think he only has one full hand, doesn't he?
That's what I saw in his bio. Apparently, as a child, he'd had an accident that had caused the loss of one hand. And then in adulthood, he basically taught himself an entirely different playing technique to be able to play with one hand with full fingers, but then one hand without the fingers, and to completely change the way of attacking the fretboard, which, I mean, I need to stress, the song blew me away without knowing that, you know, but then to realize what someone had to strive through to get to being able to play that, just unbelievable. Thank you.
Rajeri from Madagascar with the tune Bedia, and that was chosen by my guest today here on Music Planet, Anushka Shankar. That is, I mean, when you say sweet, it sounds a bit dismissive, but it is really just perfect, isn't it?
Oh, I love the way you say that, because it's so true. When you call something sweet or light, it can somehow make it sound less, and that's actually, it's actually not the case at all. There's hope and there's power in that kind of beautiful melody, and it's, yeah, it's just a really moving piece.
It's got such a lovely groove to it as well. It just it's not,
it just makes
really
me happy.
Fast, it's not really slow. Yeah, it's beautiful. So I'm also going to stay in Madagascar for my choice, and I don't know, there's something about Malagasy music that, for some reason, I don't know why, as a Northumbrian, why should this music speak to me so clearly, but it does. There's almost like a connection or a recognition. I don't know why, but I really love it. And one of my favourite Malagasy groups are a trio, Toko Telo. And my favourite iteration of that trio play on the album Toy Raha Toy. It's Monica Njaba on voice and percussion, Regis Gisavo on accordion, and Degari on guitar. And Degari is just an incredible guitarist. And again, he's kind of taught himself. He's very influenced by the traditional instruments of Madagascar, so the lokanga and the valiya, which we just heard. So let's hear Degari, starting off on this track by Toko Telo. Rahahita by Toko Telo, and that's on their album Toy Raha Toy. I'm Catherine Dekel, you're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3, and my guest today is Anushka Shankar, and we're doing a kind of trading of musical gems, hopefully, to play to each other and to share with you. So, Anushka, what did you think of that, and where are we going next?
Thank you for choosing that song. I hadn't heard it before, and I'm going to go back and listen to so much more, because that was just so beautiful, really uplifting. And yeah, it's so fascinating hearing instruments you know played in kind of beautifully different ways, like hearing the texture of that guitar and the kind of sound world it was set in with that trio. It's just, yeah, a stunning piece of music.
I love a trio as well. As a musician, it's really interesting to see what they're managing to do, just three people.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I know what you mean. Where are we going now?
Well, we're traveling. This is another recent discovery for me. When I was asked to choose six tracks for this, I can get a little turned upside down. Like, what are my six favorite pieces of music? That's so stressful, you know. And I just sort of went with like what right now has been exciting to me. And I discovered this song this week, actually. It's a song called Pundela by an artist called Titi Robin, who's a French flamenco guitarist that I just discovered. And it's from a whole album that seems to kind of play within different gypsy or travelling people traditions, and has a lot of flamenco, a lot of Rajasthani folk music, among other things. And it just blew me away that, you know, I made an album in 2011 called Traveller, where I very specifically was looking into, you know, possible common links between Indian music and flamenco. And even if there aren't any, like, where could I possibly find roots? And the idea that this album had been made in 1993 and, you know, no one I'd worked with, including myself, none of us had, you know, it never came up. I didn't know this album. And it's really incredible. And this one just makes me feel like I'm connecting to some very familiar, nostalgic part of myself. It just has something very special.
Kapundalen jure, nire bilalan jure.
Titi Robin with the song Pundela. The voice there was Gulabi Sapera, guitar Titi Robin, of course, accordion Francois Castiello, tabla Hamid Khan, and palmas, which I presume is the clapping, Paco El Lobo. And that was recorded in 1992 and chosen by Anushka Shankar. And yeah, that, I love that.
I love when sound worlds come together or traditions come together in this way that sounds so genuinely organic. You know, the palmas kind of sitting, yes, and palmas are the clapping, the flamenco style clapping, sitting in the place that in a Rajasthani context would be the kartal instead. The accordion almost feels like a harmonium the way that would be used with Indian vocals.
It does, it's played in that way, isn't it?
It's just so fascinating, but none of it sounds foreign to each other or like it's been jammed together in any way. I love hearing these different worlds together.
And we're going to a different world now musically. We're going definitely to Mali. And this is from an album called New Ancient Strings that was produced in Mali back in 1997 by Lucy Durand. And it is such a classic, this entire album. It's chorus, beautiful instrument, played by Toumani Diabaté and Balaké Sissoko, two of the absolute
legends.
Yeah, absolutely. So this song is called Iyamfa. Toumani Diabaté and Balaké Sissoko, and that's from the album New Ancient Strings, which is one of the cult core albums of all time, two of today's greatest kora players, who are both in their early 30s, I think, when that was recorded. Absolute classic. Anushka Shankar, what do you think about that?
I was so happy you chose this. You know, as you say, it's a classic. I feel like I've musically grown up listening to this and both of their independent works as well. And yeah, I just love the kora. Like, it's just such an incredibly beautiful string instrument. And, you know, this album and this piece in particular, it feels like it's one of those pieces of music that I can dream to, if that makes sense. Like, it's just so, I don't, it's hard to explain, but for me, it's like it's gentle enough that I can trust it with my sleep, you know, like mm-hmm. it's not going to like shock me or that I can.
Yeah, there's a serenity
it's,
to
it's
it.
It's deeply serene, yeah.
And we've been quite chilled with our musical choices so far. Anushka,
time to switch it up.
Yeah, sparkling strings and laid-back grooves. Where are we going now?
We're moving to a very dear friend of mine who I think is one of the most exciting musicians around at the moment. His name's Sarathy Korwar, and he's an Indian musician who lives in London. He makes music that he calls Indo-Futurist, which I think is very apt, and it kind of exists within multiple genre. It's not easy to define, but one of the things I love is he's primarily a drummer and a percussionist. He primarily writes from a place of that kind of groove and rhythm, and it's very strong and very hypnotic, very repetitive. But also, he manages to make music that has a sense of humor to it, you know, that I chuckle sometimes, which is very rare and quite a beautiful quality. It's very groovy. It's a little bit naughty, very deep. His titling of his songs is quite political. Like, you can really hear his messages through the way he'll title his album and songs through an instrumental album and build a story that way too.
So this one is called Utopia is a Colonial Project. Sarathy Korwar with Utopia is a Colonial Project. That's from his album Kalak, and it was chosen by my guest today, Anushka Shankar. So many changes and complexities in there.
Yeah, he does these incredible, like, interweaving repetitive rhythms, and the way new instruments come up and play the same refrain but build on it and build on it. I cannot recommend seeing him live highly enough if anyone listening gets the chance to do that, because watching him create this live, it's the kind of acoustic music that you just can't sit still to. You know, everyone ends up dancing, and it's just so exciting.
So I'm going to counter that with probably the most simple, you know, one of the cheapest and simplest of instruments, the tin whistle. And also the arrangements are, again, the opposite end of the spectrum from what we've just heard. We've got Alec Finn just accompanying on Bouzouki, Johnny McDonough on Baran. And the tin whistle player here is Mary Bergen. I remember as a child, we had this album and it's just sublime. She's an amazing player. Very traditional Irish whistle playing, but so precise, and the articulation is so, it just bubbles along. And the tunes, you know, if you saw them written down, they're very simple eight-bar melodies. They look very easy. Within that tradition, it's what you do to them. It's the ornamentation where all the interest lies, the ornamentation and the rhythm. And Mary Bergen absolutely is the queen of the Irish tin whistle. Mary Bergen, and that was from her first solo album. The title translates as The Tin Whistle, and it was recorded in 1979, and it's still such a reference for all whistle and flute players today. Just so, it's like a little bird, just.
It is. It's exquisite. I mean, it's such skill, that playing, honestly.
It really is.
Really incredible. And again, like acoustic music that you can't help moving to, which I love.
It is. It makes me smile. As soon as she starts, you just smile. I love that. And so steeped in that tradition as well. So, Anushka Shankar, where are we going next? What's your choice?
We're moving again. This is an artist whose name is Ganavya, who does something really unique. I think her sound doesn't really exist anywhere else yet. She grew up with a Carnatic classical tradition behind her and has that skill set and vocal ability. But with her years in New York, and, you know, she's quite steeped in the jazz tradition in New York, and, you know, started playing bass because of Esperanza Spalding, and her new album coming out is produced by Shabaka Hutchins. She's in these really interesting worlds, and yet, you know, I keep touching on this, but I'm so fascinated by the confluence of cultures and watching that happen within a body, within one person. You know, it's not like a meeting, it's just an existing, and you can hear it in her voice. There's a liquid quality to these different styles. You're not hearing someone switch between A and B and back again, for example. It's just existing in this place that didn't exist before. And I think that's exquisite.
Let's hear it.
Give me my heart. Forgetfulness. No.
Voice of Gnawia, with harp playing from Alina Zhezhinska. And if you enjoyed Gnawia's voice, then there's a session that she did for us here on Music Planet, which is still available on BBC Sounds. But Anushka Shankar, you chose this track, and we're back to the sparkling strings and the and the soulful female vocals.
Seems to be the theme of the day.
It does. I was interested, was doing a little bit of research, because I hadn't heard of her before.
She's having a moment right now where it feels like I wouldn't be surprised if she explodes and becomes one of the big stars of world music in the next couple of years. But she would 100% deserve that. And it's really exciting to see people discovering her. I knew her in a quieter, more private sense for a while. And it's always just really quite heartening and beautiful to see great musicians being discovered by people.
That song, I think, was the beginning of her singing publicly in English. She'd had some kind of little project going. She put out on social media if anybody wanted to send her sentences or snippets of poetry that really meant a lot to them, that she would make a song out of it. Almost.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
She was a guest artist as well on Salt's kind of singular performance in London some months ago, which is, you know, it was to 15,000 people. And there was a moment where everything stopped and it was her under a spotlight. And yeah, you could just see the ripple effect of people hearing her voice. It's very exciting.
Now we're going to stay with the idea of one voice and one stringed instrument with this next piece that I've chosen. But it's a very different feeling. It's Nora Brown, and she sings and plays traditional music with a focus really on Southern Appalachian banjo and guitar playing. I think she might have also been based in Brooklyn, last I heard, but she definitely spent a lot of time travelling out and learning from and listening to those old, you know, master musicians in those traditions. And I'm going to play this track, Buck Creek Girls. And I think Nora Brown was about 13 when she recorded this. It's from her album Cinnamon Tree. And it's an old square dance tune. See what you think of this. With Buck Creek Girls. Anushka Shankar, what do you think?
I'm blown away. I mean, her playing is incredible. The rhythms are incredible. And then I'm still stuck on the fact that you said she was around 13 when she recorded this.
I think so, yes. And it was released back in 2019. So, I mean, she's still not exactly a veteran performer, although even then, it really feels like she is, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, I've got to admit, there's a part of me where my heart tugs when you say that, because I started performing and recording so young. And I just think so much of that can be not the easiest experience. Mm. But I can kind of hear in her music that there's so much joy and confidence in the music that it's coming from her, you know, and that's really beautiful.
It's really rooted, isn't it? Really feels really settled.
Yeah.
So your choice now.
So this one I've been listening to quite a lot in the last 2 or 3 months. I discovered it again through like algorithms moving from one song to another. And I just stopped to kind of see what it was. It's a song by Ali Sethi, who's an incredible Pakistani musician who also lives in Brooklyn. There's a lot going on over there. He, you know, he's one of the most successful musicians of the last few years, really. But on this song, it sounds like he could have been recording this in the 1940s. Like, it just evokes something really powerful for me of older ghazal forms or the older Indian or subcontinental film music that I grew up listening to. There's a type of romance or a nuance to it that really just makes me feel quite achy and nostalgic. Even if I'm not heartbroken right now, it just makes me feel this beautiful ache. Yeah.
In the best way, of course.
In the best way. Beautiful pain.
रात वे मेठा जी दलीला देवात में हो चल किता को सारी आई चल किता को सारी आई रात वे मेठा जी दलीला देवात में हो चल किता को सारी आई सुख दिया पूरिया कोटड़े उते कोटड़ा महीन कोटे सुख दिया पूरिया कलिया साता जाग के सा गिनिया तेरिया
Seti with Chan Kitan, chosen by Anushka Shankar. And I am absolutely intrigued as to the bagpipey sounding instrument. We've just been looking it up and, I play pipes. So I was thinking, is it some kind of bagpipe? And then it's a pungi or a bean,
right,
which is...
It's like a folk instrument.
Yeah, it's a double-reeded... It says, where I've just been looking it up, yeah. It says that it was traditionally used by the snake charmers.
Right. So you'll hear it a lot. I don't know if it's the same instrument or similar, but when you say double-reeded, like across the subcontinent, you will hear this kind of incredible kind of drone on one side.
It's
and then
drone,
the melody.
Yes.
And it's so hypnotic and beautiful what that creates to get that constant sound. I don't know how they do it.
No. And also slightly... disconcerting was looking at the track listing and discovering that Ali Seti, who is he's the vocalist there, isn't he? Absolutely beautiful. But also on that track, it says that he plays kazoo, which is not what we were expecting.
I never noticed that. I'm going to have to go back and listen again.
I'm not sure I heard the kazoo, but yeah, beautiful.
He's got an incredible voice.
Mm-hmm. It's back to the serenity again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We seem to be looking for that. Anushka Shankar, thank you so much for coming in and playing us these wonderful bits of music. And I have one more to finish off with in response to that one. And I'm going off to Sweden, another trio. So this trio is Lena Villamark on fiddle and she also sings, Arlen Mola on mandola. So we're getting again those kind of interesting
kind of interlocking
string textures. Mm-hmm. And then Per Gummonsson, he's a fiddle player, but in this track, he's playing Swedish bagpipe. On the first half of it, Lena's singing, and I just love the character of her vocals. And Swedish bagpipe is quite ethereal and kind of droning underneath. And then it's the changeover, the transition into the bagpipe tune in the second half. And Lena goes to the fiddle, and just even though she's supporting the pipes, it's just such energetic, charismatic, edgy playing. Mm-hmm. I really love this. So this, the trio is called Freefoot, and the song is called Steninur, and the tune is called Ijarven, and I very much hope that you like it.
Thank you.
Steninur og tung gled og nå så lang. Kom nu så bello vi kved og en sang. Umme så var veri og et så var byrans. Men ele nog i annus sa jo for dig umme styra.
This week's Music Planet was presented by Catherine Tickell in conversation with Anushka Shankar, and it was produced by Michael Rossi.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music.
It's really all about offering you a huge variety of music for the first half of your day.
Essential Classics with Georgia Mann.
The listeners are by far the best part of presenting Essential Classics. We have this incredible hive mind who know so much about music and just want to share it. And nothing really beats a personal recommendation. And that is what we get so much of every day on Essential Classics.
Essential Classics. Weekday mornings from 9:30.
Listen on Radio 3 or whenever you like on BBC Sounds.
Saturday night, there's music through the night with me, John Shea, beginning in a couple of hours with Mahler's Second Symphony in a concert from Cologne. Join me if you can from 12:30. First, at 10:30, time for Radio 3's regular look at all that's new in the world of music and sound art, the new music show with Tom Service.
On the new music show tonight, we're hearing places with Colin Riley and the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, the first broadcast of a major BBC Radio 3 commission. That's coming up in half an hour or so. In a moment, the singers of Howl turn into Robert McFarlane's Sea Turtle, and we'll hear another deep dive into the wonderful world of the sixth tone harmonium. But with that journey to Colin Riley's Hearing Places in Wales on our minds, Here's more from another album that Kate Mollison played you last week, from Rodri Davis's Relics of the Horsehair Harp Project. Here are the mythical drones and melodies that seem to be etched on a skein of time present and time past. This is Angharad Jenkins's Autumn Stillness.